I went back to where I was in New York, and apparently on Tuesday they have a meeting with all the talent coordinators and Johnny Carson, and Johnny said, well, I heard there was a guest on last night that everyone was talking about. If he was that good, why don't you see if he'd like to come out and do the show tomorrow night? I got on an airplane and flew all the way back out to California on Wednesday. This time there was a limo there to pick me up, and drove me to the show, and I did the show on Wednesday night. I was on for about 5 or 6 minutes, and Johnny said, well, you know, we really didn't have very much time to get into this. He said, would you be willing to stay over until Friday, and we can continue the show and talk if you could stay over on Friday? And I said, no, I said, I'm sorry, but I've got screen doors at home that I have to be cleaned, and I've got important things to do. No, I didn't say that at all. And I stayed over on Friday, and I did the Tonight Show again on Friday. So now I had gone from not one single exposure on national television. I had just been touring the country myself. They decided to air the preempted show that aired, was supposed to air the previous Monday, on this Monday. And now I had 3 Tonight Show appearances in 4 days, in 4 shows. And that was the beginning of so many of the things that happened. And the first day out there, on the very first show that I was ever on with Shecky Green, the man who was the first guest on the show was standing outside a bank of telephones. And he was on the phone talking to his wife, and I was on the phone right next to him, talking to my wife back in New York and telling her, you're not going to believe who's the first guest on this show. And she said, who? I said, here, listen. And I took the microphone and I put it right in his face, and it was Steve Allen. And I met him and talked to him and became a fan of his, and he became a fan of mine and promoted a lot of my books before he passed away recently. And it's that whole idea of if you get a picture and you can't let go of that picture, that the only thing you can do is act upon that picture. But it isn't just your acting upon that picture that is the essence of this particular principle. It is that something happens. As Patanjali put it, dormant forces come alive. Forces that are cooperating with you, that you can collaborate with. And when you begin this collaboration process, these forces begin to work with you rather than against you. Carl Jung called these forces, and this experience of having a collaboration almost with fate, he called it synchronicity. That is, that there is some kind of a synchronization that begins to take place with this power that you have to picture or to visualize or to create images, which is really an energy. You know, when you look at this thing called synchronicity, what we're discussing, what I'm talking about here is getting a picture that is so strong and then always acting as if you were already that picture. It's almost as if there's a time in your life when you have this thing called enlightenment, only it's through suffering. So that what you do is you have an experience and 10 years go by, and then you look back and you say, oh, now I know why I had to go through that experience. that divorce, that marriage that I was in that didn't work out, that business that failed, that illness that I might have had, that struggle that took place in my life, the whatever it might be, you look back on it and you say, I needed to go through that in order to get to this place. And the truth is, as I said earlier, every experience you ever had in your life, you had to go through in order to get to the next place, because the evidence is that you did. And that's all you need to know. You did.